This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, restructures for inclusivity for its first national convention. Monsoon advances across Nepal but remains weak. And US and Iran finalize midnight deconfliction roadmap in Birkenstock, Switzerland. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is executing a sweeping overhaul of its founding statute to guarantee structural inclusivity ahead of the national convention. The proposed amendments drastically alter the party's leadership matrix to ensure mandatory representation for women and marginalized communities across all administrative tiers. According to the statute amendment committee member Ganesh Parajuli, the central working committee will expand to 151 members. Under the new guidelines, the party structure will comprise one chairperson, three vice chairpersons, including one mandatory female seat, two general secretaries, and five joint general secretaries with an enforced female quota. The baseline power sharing mechanics dictate that 99 central committee seats will be decided via direct democratic election, while the chairperson retains the authority to nominate 51 members through a strict inclusive process. Furthermore, the provincial chairs of Nepal's seven provinces will also hold automatic ex officio status. To institutionalize grassroots diversity, the revised framework guarantees that out of 35 central seats allocated to the provinces, each province must elect two women. Demographically tailored quotas have also been institutionalized. Gandaki and Kosi provinces must reserve seats for indigenous nationalities candidates, Sudur Paschim and Kosi for Dalit representatives, Lumbini for a Tharu representative, and Madhes province for a Madhesi Dalit candidate. The crucial summer monsoon has advanced further into Nepal, blanketing major eastern and central territories. But the overall weather system remains weak, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. According to Monsoon Onset Bulletin issued today, the weather system has now completely covered Kosi province. It has also successfully moved into the entirety of Madhes and Bagmati provinces alongside parts of Gandaki and pockets of eastern Lumbini province. The official arrival of monsoon comes after a noticeable delay this season. The Weather Bureau noted that the monsoon initially breached Nepal's eastern border via Kosi on the 19th of June, 6 days later than the region's historical average baseline. Despite the geographic expansion over the weekend, weather experts caution that the system lacks its typical momentum. Meteorologists tracking the system indicate that because the monsoon is currently in a weakened state, it will likely take several more days for moisture-laden winds to push into remaining western regions of the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division confirmed it is maintaining continuous satellite and data surveillance of the developing system to provide real-time updates as conditions evolve. In its official dispatch, the division urged the public, agricultural sectors and local authorities to closely monitor the regular 3-day short-range weather bulletins to stay informed of sudden regional shifts or localized heavy downpours. From rain to traffic. Traffic police booked and fined 2,076 vehicles violating traffic rules across the Kathmandu Valley over the past 24 hours, collecting more than 1.53 million rupees in revenue. According to traffic police spokesperson and superintendent of police Naresh Raj Subedi, the violations include 88 incidents of drunk driving, 93 of ride sharing against the rules, 117 of traffic signal violations, and 228 incidents of overspeeding. Likewise, 129 cases were recorded for breaching lane discipline, 57 for honking in prohibited areas, 90 for parking on roadsides, 88 for violating one-way traffic rules, and 1,186 other violations. The literacy rate in Bagmati province has reached 82.1%, exceeding the national literacy rate of 76.2%. Likewise, the province is expected to achieve 5.40% economic growth, higher than the national target of 3.85% for the current fiscal year. According to Province Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning, Prabhat Tamang, the province is expected to contribute 36.7% to the country's total GDP of 6,600 billion rupees. Likewise, while the national per capita income stands at $1,535, the province is projected to record the highest per capita income of $2,644 among all provinces, compared to the national figures of 20.27% absolute poverty and 17.4% multidimensional poverty. The province records 12.59% and 7% respectively. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. High-ranking U.S. and Iranian negotiators have finalized a tense overnight 60-day roadmap in Switzerland to halt regional hostilities and safeguard global shipping. The breakthrough, mediated by Qatar and Pakistan, establishes an immediate communication hotline between Washington and Tehran to guarantee safe commercial passage through the Strait of Hormuz. In return, the United States has drafted critical sanctions waivers for Iranian oil exports, alongside a structured release of frozen assets. A joint deconfliction cell will also monitor the cessation of military operations in Lebanon. The landmark document was formally signed by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, alongside Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani as the primary state mediators. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis also put their signatures to the text, cementing international oversight for the 60-day roadmap. This midnight diplomacy throws a vital lifeline to a fractured global economy. Ongoing maritime disruptions and regional warfare have been draining more than $2 trillion from global GDP annually, triggering severe inflationary spikes and supply chain bottlenecks that directly squeeze developing economies across Asia and Europe. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party restructures for inclusivity for its first national convention. Monsoon advances across Nepal but remains weak. And U.S. and Iran finalize midnight deconfliction roadmap in Birkenstock, Switzerland. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.